Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Continuing with the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam dealing with the prohibition of disrespecting one's parents and the prohibition of breaking or severing family ties. So today's hadith, وَعَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ قَالَ مِنَ الْكَبَائِرِ شَتْمُ الرَّجُلِ وَالِدَيْهِ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ سَلَّى عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهَلْ يَشْتُمُ الرَّجُلُ وَالِدَيْهِ قال نعم يسب أبا الرجل فيسب أباه ويسب أمه فيسب أمه متفق عليه وفي رواية إن من أكبر الكبائر أن يلعن الرجل والديه قيل يا رسول الله كيف يلعن الرجل والديه قال يسب أبا الرجل فيسب أباه ويسب أمه فيسب أمه Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that it is from the major sins for a man to be vulgar towards his parents. It is from the major sins for a person to be vulgar. In other words, to use harsh language, to use wrong language against his parents. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is it possible for a person to be vulgar to his parents? It was a surprise to them. Imagine, in today's time and age, it's something so common. Allah Ta'ala save us and forgive us. But in the time of Sahaba, it was something surprising, shocking, that they had to ask Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam this question, that is it possible for a person to be vulgar to his parents? Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, yes, a person abuses the father of another person, and that person retaliates by abusing his father. In other words, one person is abusive towards someone else's father. He uses bad language against someone else's father. Your father is like this and your father is like that. So that person retaliates how? By telling him, your father is like this and your father is like this. So in other words, he was a means of being abusive towards his own father by not thinking that what he's speaking about someone else's father. It's a great lesson to learn from this hadith. We'll continue with it. Let's see what the hadith is saying. That a person abuses the father of another person and that person retaliates by abusing his father. Or a person abuses the mother of another person, and that person retaliates by abusing his mother. Another narration has it from amongst the greatest of major sins is for a person to curse his parents. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was asked, O Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how can a person curse his parents? Again, Sahaba was surprised. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam replied, a person abuses another person's father, and that person retaliates by abusing his father. Or a person abuses another person's mother, and that person retaliates by abusing his mother. So what this hadith is teaching us, something very, very important. One of the basics of good akhlaq, and one of the basics of tasawwuf, is that anjam sochkar kaam karna. That whatever work we got to do, whatever we are doing, think of what the end result will be. This is what the hadith is telling us. Think of what the end result will be. You are, for example, in this hadith, you are swearing or you're being vulgar towards someone else's father, but what is the end result? Your father is getting sworn at. Your mother is getting sworn at. So in other words, whatever you do, think what the end result is going to be. I'm going to say this thing, I'm going to make these statements. What effect it's going to have? What's going to be the end result? Is there going to be any khair or goodness that's going to come out of it? Then by all means, I should be saying it, I should be doing it. But if there's any harm that's going to come, overall harm to Islam, overall harm to deen, overall harm to myself, then the better thing for me to do is leave it out, don't say it. Hadith is teaching us so nicely that you are a means of your own parents being sworn at, because you are not careful about the way you spoke. So it teaches us something that whatever we do, it doesn't matter what we do, we should think that if I do a certain thing, what will happen? For example, if I read my sunnahs in front of the doorway, then what's going to happen? Although I might think I'm doing something good, I'm reading sunnah, salah, I'm in the masjid, but I'm causing so much of taklif for the people that need to walk across, people need to go out, I'm blocking the way. Or if my car is blocked on the driveway and I'm sitting and reading Quran Sharif in the masjid, I'm not thinking about what's the end result. The end result is by me reading Quran Sharif, I'm actually causing inconvenience to others, which is a wrong thing. So like that, whatever we do in the house, out of the house, with the staff, with our friends, think that is Allah Ta'ala being happy with what I'm doing? Is the end result going to be good? If the end result is going to be good, then I should be doing it. If the end result is not good, then I shouldn't be doing it. Like that, when it comes to the khidmat of the parents, when it comes to doing khidmat and being kind to others, etc., neighbors, etc., always think that what is the end result? If I'm going to have, for example, a braai at my house, nowadays people have braais in the evenings, will the smell go around to all the other poor people that are there? Will they feel hungry and I'm not sharing with them? Is that the right thing for me to do? So then a person will think to himself that it's not the right thing for me to do. Then he'll avoid doing these sort of things. But all this hadith is teaching us is be considerate, be careful, think before you do anything. Allah Ta'ala has given us a brain. For us applying our brain and using it for the right things, there's so much more we can do. Like that, if a person is tempted, it's a Saturday afternoon, I want to sit and watch some football. The temptation is there. Think to himself that this time that Allah Ta'ala has given me, am I wasting this time or am I using it profitably? What's going to be the end result? I wasted 1 hour of my life or 2 hours of my life. Will I ever get that time back? And I wasted it in something that is completely useless. So just by applying the mind, a person can learn so much. A person can react in such a good way. A person can correct his ways by applying his mind. This can be done and should be done in all circumstances. Therefore, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Rahmatullah Alayhi would say, when you park your car also, make it a point, go walk around the car. Tell the person, go walk around the car to see that from all sides you're not causing taklif. Sometimes you park, you think I'm not blocking anybody, but you didn't realize you parked so close to the other man that he can't open his door and jump into his car. You're causing him that taklif also. So this is now, then he would turn into the driveway, switch the lights on, off, before turning into his driveway. Why? The lights mustn't disturb. The headlights mustn't disturb the neighbor by going into his house. So when a man is thinking all the time, then he's seeing how he can be considerate, and he's considering others. So this is what we learn from this hadith. He says, think whatever you do, think. Even to such an extent that if a person is abusive to someone else, he's actually in reality being abusive towards his own parents. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.